Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, getting our way through a Monday, 9:48. Game day for the Kansas City Chiefs. What is that, 4 o'clock your time?
Yeah.
Game?
Uh-huh.
Because, you know, a little Monday afternoon football in the age of COVID. What's to do a double take, right?
Just think. If the Chiefs drive you to drink, you'll be able to go to
perfect.
Bed at a decent time and be fresh for tomorrow morning.
I think the Chiefs will play. I don't know. I mean, it's been a weird weekend, and we'll get to it. But it's been a weird weekend, but I expect the Chiefs to play well. I just do. I don't think that the Bills will be any kind of pushover, but I do expect the Chiefs to play well today. So
yeah, I would have, if you're into such things, and I tend to be more than not, and this doesn't have 100% to do with momentum. You and I talk about momentum a lot.
Sure.
Yeah. And the lack thereof. But if you're a Chiefs fan, I can get behind the, man, I wish the Bills would have won the other night.
Yeah, I hear you.
Argument. You
Me
know,
too. Me too.
Red ass losses get people's attention, even professionals. And I would imagine that the Bills have a red ass after getting spanked by the Titans the other night.
Well, that's the difference.
And the Chiefs will have the Bills' attention anyway, but
it'll be
heightened, you know, coming off a butt kicking when you were flying high. And
yeah, that's because you got to live with it all week. And you don't get the quick turnaround. You don't get another game like you do in baseball or basketball or hockey. I mean, you gotta wear it all week long. And and quite frankly, it just it pisses you off is basically what it does. And it generally will give a team a good bounce back potential.
But same could be said for the Chiefs because they got smacked in the face by the Raiders at their own yard.
They sure did.
So.
Absolutely.
They'll be plenty pissed too. And at the end
you would think
by 7 o'clock tonight, somebody's going to have a 2-game losing streak and we're going to overreact to it this time tomorrow.
Well, if it's the Chiefs, it becomes interesting because then you go to Denver, which all of a sudden is coming. Now the Chiefs will win because the Broncos can't beat them kicking field goals. But they did just win in New England.
They did.
Which gives them a little bit of a different look anyway.
Yeah.
So,
We'll talk about that game here in a second, too. All right.
Sure, absolutely.
The Cindio Twitter question, there's only 3 unbeatens by my math and looking at the standings in the NFL. And this Cindio question is pretty simple. Which undefeated is the best, Steelers, Seahawks, or the Titans? The Seahawks are getting 41.4% of the vote. They got the week off. They didn't play. Steelers, 37%. They throttled the Browns. And the Titans survived a weird one with the Texans in overtime. They get 21.4% of the vote.
I think I'd go with Steelers there just because I think they're a more complete team. I mean, I love me some Seahawks because of their offense.
But they don't play much defense.
Don't play much defense. Titans, when you got Derrick Henry running wild like he did, but they played in some crazy games.
Yeah, they have.
They really have. They played in some crazy games. I think Pittsburgh is pretty well-rounded, and Big Ben is running away right now with the comeback player of the year.
I don't think that – well, you and I picked him in our State Farm picks, Pittsburgh that is. Mm-hmm. But I don't think people realize how important the Steelers-Browns game is to the Steelers and Browns. And the Browns just weren't ready, and
sure.
The Steelers were. You could tell they ramped it up, and they wanted a piece of the Browns, and they whooped them. Yeah. And Cleveland couldn't answer the bell. So,
they had another one of those weren't ready for primetime moments. And I give credit – and by the way – and that's giving credit to Cleveland, who did not handle the expectations of last year very gracefully and suffered because of it. Then how often do you see those teams? It's a weird thing. You could go back probably and see this a fair amount. These young teams that have great expectations and plenty of swagger and bombast, and then it's like, bring him on, and then they get their tails whipped. But then the next year is generally the year that they come back and play with a little bit more purpose, and you start to see those expectations realized. And Cleveland was kind of getting to that point, right? I mean, they were 4-1. They had won a signature game against Dallas, and the Cowboys aren't very good right now for various reasons, mainly defensively in their injuries. But
for the first time in a long time, the Browns imposed their will against somebody and let their play do their talking.
Yeah.
They ran for 300 damn yards in an NFL game.
Yeah.
You don't do that
by
being all flash and no substance. So, yeah, I agree with you. It's in there. But
it's there, but
man, they weren't ready
for
the Steelers.
Pittsburgh – it was a mature and dominating effort by the Steelers.
It was a smash-mouth game. So. Hey, before we get to the NFL in hour number two, can we tip of the cap to Mike Doc Emmerich, the longtime NHL broadcaster?
Yep.
He's going to hang him up. He is 74. He's a longtime announcer for the New Jersey Devils back in the day, and he's been, for about the last 9 or 10 years, he's been the voice of the NHL on NBC and NBC Sports Network. If you enjoy broadcasting or a good broadcaster but aren't really tuned in or locked into the NHL, try to look up some of Doc Emmerich's greatest hits, as it were. He's great.
I'll say
and
this
I mean
about
great.
Doc.
Yeah.
Hockey
Jad.
Isn't the easiest sport in the world to call.
You just took the words
absolutely.
Out of my mouth, Jad.
Absolutely.
Well stated.
And
you are absolutely
very good
correct.
At it. Yeah.
Yeah, he sure is. No question.
He's
smooth. You're talking about
silk.
One of the best guys in the game, not just hockey, in the broadcasting game. He's absolutely fantastic and good for him.
Yeah.
He's done and he's going to go enjoy some other things for a while and call it a day. So we'll miss him, no question about it, but you were right on target, Shane. No question.
All right. Happy trails, Doc, at 74. Enjoy retirement. NFL, we need to dig in and maybe peek ahead to tonight. We'll kick around some thoughts of what we saw and what we might see tonight. NFL Talk, hour number two, Shane and Bruce, as we head to hour number two. It's 9:55.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.